The Bible says, and without controversy. And so, in other words, Paul's saying, no doubt about it. That's what without controversy means. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. And so here's the difference between the two world religions. Most people are trying, like the Tower of Babel, to work their way up to God, trying to be good enough to just get up there and, you know, latch onto the kingdom. But God actually came down here. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, no other religion believes that. None. They'll all say, well, God, you know, God is, there's one religion, I'll give them that. They say, oh, I'm God. All of us are God. You know, like polytheistic. But, you know, if we have a beginning and an ending, then we're not God. So it just falls apart. But God actually came down here. He took on the form of a man. The Bible says he was tempted in all points, yet as we are, like as we are, yet without sin. The Bible says he went to the cross willingly, knowing what, I mean, greater love hath no man than this. I run into these Jehovah's Witnesses, and they're like, Jesus couldn't have been God. I'm like, no, he had to have been. And they say, well, why? Because greater love hath no man than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends. I see people lay down their lives for each other. I've seen it. I saw a motorcycler one time. I was in Bancroft. A guy laid down his life for a motorcycler. Pushed him out of the way because a semi was coming the other way. And this guy was... But in order for God to demonstrate his love, wouldn't he have to lay down his own life? If greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends? Does that make sense? God loves us more than anybody. And God himself would have had to come and lay down his own life.
Amen.
For his creation.
Amen.
And that is why we have the element of hurt and suffering. And that's why we can understand love. False prophets, they don't want you to go soul winning. I'm just going to say that right now.
Right.
They want to make you feel good. Let me be honest. Soul winning is not always fun. I enjoy it sometimes, but it is not always fun. In fact, yesterday I probably had the worst day ever. Thrown out of 3 apartments. You know, several doors slammed in my face. One guy yelled at me. They called the police. You know, but you know what? That's not going to stop me. And it's not going to stop any of us. I know that if any of you were in that situation, you'd do the same thing. And in fact, you'd probably keep going. I stopped. I was like, okay, this. I need to take a... But some of you would keep going. Wayne Brandon would keep going. Chuck would keep going. Isaac would, Brother Jason would keep going. This man would keep going. I know all of these people of God in here that are strong. I'm not saying you others aren't strong, but I'm saying that the ones that I know somewhat well, you know, you're strong and you're willing to go, and I appreciate that. And God, but false prophets will say, oh, don't worry, it's all predetermined. Folks, if I believed it was predetermined, I wouldn't be so serious about winning people to Christ.
Right.
It's not predetermined.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that he's willing that none should perish, but that all should come
right.
to repentance.
That's right.
So bid them to come in.
Amen.